Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Disney lays off hundreds of workers, most of them right here in Los Angeles.
Production in LA is down roughly 50% compared to its high several years ago. It's a very troubling, transitional, difficult time for the entertainment industry.
One of the most bitterly debated environmental review laws in all of the land is up for reform.
Maybe we need to refresh a lot of such legislation to ensure it meets the dramatic needs now of housing, but also climate change and other kinds of things.
And a massive drug bust in Compton.
1,700 pounds of methamphetamine, 230 pounds of cocaine, and 257 pounds of powdered fentanyl were found, along with millions of fentanyl tablets.
I mean, that's just your typical Friday night in the service household. Welcome to the week kickoff edition of the LA Local for Monday, June 2nd, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Jonathan Service. I mean, what other podcast will bring you eaglets, nerdy environmental laws, and several hundred pounds of hardcore street drugs all in one episode? Thanks so much for joining with us. Coming up on today's Local, Mickey Mouse swings the layoff axe. Our first celebrity eaglet takes flight. And overhauling California's both reviled and revered environmental regulation law. Let's start with today's layoffs at Disney. It's the fourth such round of job cuts in recent years. Several hundred workers are set to lose their jobs in the Magic Kingdom, mostly in the TV, marketing, publicity, casting, and corporate finance divisions. Deadline is reporting that the majority of those cuts are said to be based here in Los Angeles. We talk with entertainment attorney Jonathan Handel about the situation, which he says could be the start of broader layoffs, yet another round, by the way, at other studios and media outlets across Hollywood.
This is very troubling and also very much a canary in a coal mine because of the traditional entertainment companies, Disney, NBC Universal, Warner's, Paramount. You know, Disney is the one in the strongest financial position.
So not necessarily a promising sign when the one media company with its head barely above water financially is still cutting jobs by the hundreds.
Those other companies are troubled in various ways or in play. The Paramount Skydance acquisition is, you know, up in the air with the Trump administration and on it goes. And so for Disney to be needing to lay off in this way is, you know, yet another signal, along with, you know, data points such as the production in LA is down roughly 50% compared to its high several years ago. It's a very troubling, transitional, difficult time for the entertainment industry.
Handel tells us that companies like Disney, NBC Universal, and Paramount are still trying to restructure.
Linear television broadcasts such as ABC, owned by Disney, and cable are down. Viewership is down dramatically, and it's aged out of the demographic that advertisers, the national advertisers, want to pay for. Theatrical box office, movie going, is a little stronger this year than it's been recently, but nowhere near what it was again 4 or 5 years ago, pre-COVID, pre the Hollywood strikes, pre the marketplace adjustment on the where the stock market said, "Hey, you're spending all this." you companies are spending all this money trying to compete with Netflix, building out streaming. We want to see profits. We don't want, we're not as interested in subscriber growth. Where's, you know, show us the money.
Disney's layoffs today have reached some high-level positions, including TV development and casting executives. You've heard a lot of stories on this podcast about the very ill health of the entertainment industry, and considering that I'm in a branch of that industry in the news media, it brings me no joy to report on yet more creative and talented people losing their jobs. Okay, well, after that bit of unpleasant business, let's do some drugs. Drug bus is what I mean. Of course, drug bus. Let's do that. I usually stay away from run-of-the-mill crime stories, but our Pete Demetrio has this report on a drug bus that is so gigantic, we had to run it just for the poundage involved alone.
The arrests happened last week. Jesse Lopez of Long Beach, Carla Mendoza of Compton, Hector Pata from Southgate, and Juan Salazar from Whittier are all named in a 7-count federal indictment alleging possession of drugs with intent to distribute, firearms possession, and other counts. DEA agents and local police agencies raided a number of locations, including a stash house in Compton, where 1,700 pounds of methamphetamine, 230 pounds of cocaine, and 257 pounds of powdered fentanyl were found, along with millions of fentanyl tablets. In addition, they found $1.6 million in cash. Agents believe the crew had been operating for several years and, if convicted, all are looking at sentences ranging from 10 years to life in prison.
I joke and kid, but that's one hell of a successful drug bust, especially getting all of that fentanyl off the streets. All right, quick break to take care of some business, and when we return, the boogeyman of construction in California, commonly known as CEQA, is about to be rewritten. And in an act of flight as meaningful as the Wright brothers in their airplane, one of Big Bear's eaglets leaves the nest for the first time. It's the LA Local. Be right back.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks for sticking with us on today's Local. I'm your dutiful host, Jonathan Service. Yeah, we'll get to the eaglet, I promise. But first, a helping of vegetables on California's polarizing environmental review law. The California Environmental Quality Act, or CEQA, as it is commonly referred to, has been the bane of the existence of developers in the Golden State for generations. At the same time, it's been a very useful and successful tool wielded by environmental activists to stop projects. It was written and passed in the 1960s as a way to prioritize environmental oversight and regulations in California, from housing to transportation to industrial to business construction. Two laws reforming CEQA are on the fast track in Sacramento, something developers have been wanting for decades. So I called up Char Miller, professor of environmental analysis and history at Pomona College, to talk about it. Can you just give a very brief and layman's definition and interpretation of the California Environmental Quality Act? CEQA is this thing that's quoted in coverage of fights over environmental regulation, fights and lawsuits usually over stopping various construction projects. But I don't know how many Californians actually have like dug into what CEQA is all about, how it was originally designed to use, and how it's been used in the decades since.
Well, CEQA is one of many such legislative initiatives at the local, state, and federal levels that emerged out of the 1960s in an effort to begin to regulate how and where we built and to what degree It also was designed to ensure that we were responding to the pressures then apparent and still with us in Southern California, for example, with pollution, the desire to enhance mass transit over automobile traffic, so both commuting issues and also tailpipe emissions, and also to sort of structure how we build and where we build.
CEQA has been used as almost a type of boogeyman for to explain California's slow pace at building everything, but primarily housing and mass transportation projects. Yes. Is it been the kind of significant roadblock to fast, efficient construction that developers have made it out to be? Or is it a little bit overblown on both sides? And even has it been, in the context of this, CEQA's, the manipulation of CEQA, that environmentalists right. who are looking to throw monkey wrenches into projects have gotten very clever in how they employ CEQA to with some effect. Talk about it from both sides of this debate.
Yeah. So I think it's overblown in two directions. One of which is that CEQA has squashed the capacity to build affordable housing. It hasn't. Developers aren't interested in building affordable housing because the profit margins are less. Secondly, there are and have been at the national and in terms of California at the state level, using EPA regulations on the one hand, or the NEPA regulations, which CEQA sort of replicates, to stop projects, whether it's, I don't know, forest management or housing development. That's true. Both things are true, but they're also not as true as I think the opposition thinks they are. There's one really interesting caveat to this that I don't know that the state has figured out yet, which is that the preemption that the state has embedded within some of these new laws are things that really tick off homeowners in places. And I live in Claremont, and we've got two examples of this where housing that's about to be completed for those who are just on the edge of homelessness to sort of help repair their lives ran into a pretty strong opposition. There's a second housing project that just has been announced in Claremont, and this is true elsewhere, where the neighborhood is saying, yeah, density is great, but just not in my neighborhood, please. So what this may do, these new affordable efforts on the part of the state through CEQA, is to build an opposition to the very thing they want to build. And so we'll have to see how that plays out. But this is an example of the ways in which what you think is going to resolve one set of problems actually may create another set, which is why the legislature is focusing on this issue in the first place.
So the agitators switch from environmentalists to NIMBYs?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, it's totally fascinating.
Interesting. And so even if the fix is imperfect, even if there's going to be new sources of opposition to these types of projects going forward, would you still say that in your experience in looking at CEQA and again, how it's been used, how it's been perhaps manipulated in years past to stop these projects, that it is due for reform of some kind?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that, and I teach environmental policy, and one of the things that fascinates me is that we have had a 60-year-long history of CEQA-like restrictions at the federal, local, and state levels. And, you know, what you thought were vital issues and were vital issues 60 years ago may no longer be so. Maybe we need to refresh a lot of such legislation to ensure it meets the dramatic needs now of housing, but also climate change and other kinds of things. Bills that last 60 years are not necessarily as flexible as we need them to be.
Pay attention to what he said, though, at the end right there, that CEQA needs and deserves updating and reforms, but you close one set of regulations and you open the door to a whole new host of potential problems. So bears watching. We'll be following it. Finally, the eaglets take flight. Sunny, one of the two famous eaglets in Big Bear, took that proverbial leap of faith and flew away from her nest for the first time today. All caught on camera, of course. Karen Adams has this exciting news.
It happened at 10:46 in the morning. Sunny, with Gizmo looking on, fledged.
It was beautiful.
Sandy Steers with Friends of Big Bear Valley, which operates the Eagle Cam, says Sunny didn't fly far.
We found her nearby on the roost tree. That's on the film now, too, on the video.
And no, Sunny's not gone for good just yet.
They usually return to the nest. In any case, Jackie and Shadow will be watching, making sure she has food, making sure she's protected, and teaching her everything she needs to know.
Now it's Gizmo's turn. She was very much invested when Sunny flew off. And also, keep in mind, she's 4 days younger. So soon.
If those eaglets are anything like human teenagers, let's not get too excited about Sunny and Gizmo leaving home. They'll be back within a few days to raid the fridge, ask their eagle parents for money, and dump their dirty laundry all over the nest. Guaranteed. This has been the LA Local for Monday, June 2nd. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Fly safe. Fly true, Sunny. I'll see the rest of you back here tomorrow. Be well.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.